CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The L.A. County coroner says at least 24 people have died from wildfires that are tearing through the area. 12,000 structures, including many homes, are gone. As our Lilia Luciana reports, many have not been able to get into neighborhoods to see the devastation firsthand.
There's so many residents who want to go back into their homes and see what's left, and they can't. Most people I've talked to know what the situation in their home, whether it was lost or not, is, because either early on somebody went or neighbors took video or things like that. But it's very chaotic, and it's so concerning that the fire could get worse.
Forecasters say the winds will pick up again later this week. There are concerns the fires could lead to inequality and gentrification in historically black neighborhoods in Altadena. KNX's Karen Adams says that.
Altadena is where a lot of black families settled to escape the Jim Crow South, and it was also one of the rare places blacks could escape discriminatory housing practices and begin to build generational wealth.
Before there was Baldwin Hills, the celebrity black people, Arthur Duncan, tap dancer with Betty White, Cindy Poitier, Ivan Dixon, Terry Crews, Patrice Rushen, Billy Childs, lived in Altadena.
Aldra Allison and other black families have owned their homes in Altadena for generations.
There is a lot on the line for Jeff Bezos and Blue Origin's new rocket in a space launch scheduled in 1 hour.
It has to demonstrate reliability to attract NASA and Defense Department contracts, as well as those from private industry for large satellites for Earth orbit and beyond. New Glenn is 321 feet tall. It generates nearly 4 million pounds of thrust. This launch will carry an experimental payload called Blue Ring, which can carry as many as 13 satellites for experiment packages. New Glenn is named for legendary astronaut John Glenn. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Are North Korean troops in Ukraine killing themselves? A South Korean lawmaker tells reporters that the nation's intelligence service discovered memos on the bodies of dead North Korea troops that pressured them to take their own lives or self-detonate to avoid capture. Massachusetts is now one of three states, including New York and Maryland, that bans declawing cats. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Declawing involves taking out the first bone of a cat's toes. Animal humane officials in Massachusetts call it, quote, an amputation comparable to the removal of all 10 human fingertips at the first knuckle. They say declawing can make cats more likely to bite and can cause them to avoid a litter box.
The Washington Commanders were visitors to Raymond James Stadium tonight, but they left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium as history-bucking victors, as Washington gets its first playoff win since 2005. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin across the Civic Media radio network. I'm Jimmy Kay. Hope you're having a great evening. Let's make it even better. Let's kick off the show with a double dip of the Hungry Williams. They have a big show coming up here in Madison next week. We'll tell you all about it. But first, G-Baby. It's the Hungry Williams on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sure. baby's heart. I knew I'd have him from the start. He looked at me with those dark eyes. I knew it was no surprise. And then he did it. I knew he'd do it. He had me running. Oh, to get his love and have a voice that shakes like thunder. He's as strong as Hercules. With him I never have to wonder. Love brings me to my knees. Stands up tall like a mountain. I crumble in his arms. He only wants to make me happy. I'm addicted to his charm. He's got me hooked like no one can. I'm just wild about a big boss man. Oh, I'm gonna love big boss man.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, getting you jumping on a Saturday night with the Hungry Williams. That was Boss Man, G Baby before that, with a double dip of the Hungry Williams. Both of the songs are off the 2022 self-titled release, Jump Swing Meow. That is the band's moniker, swinging 50s jump blues out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, the Hungry Williams, they're coming to Madison Saturday, January 18th at the Red Rooster, and then they'll be at the Ope Brewing Company in West Allis on Sunday, February 9th. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. 6 to midnight every Saturday and Sunday across the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a great show for you tonight. We've got Doughboys Pizza, Matt, coming in to tell us all about pizza pie and fried chicken sandwiches. That's coming up tonight at 6:30. A brand new band out of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, Take Back the Sun. They're going to come in. They're going to share a new single with us and give us a little insight of Take Back the Sun. That's coming up at 7:30 tonight. Terry Barr has a nice interview with Aaron Schulke about Wisconsin polka. That's coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. And after 9, we're going to talk with Patrick Nennesheim from the Whammies. And talk. He's going to tell us all about the Whammies and the Whammy Holiday Party. Plus, Rob Roberts will have After Hours at 10 o'clock tonight. Right now, though, we got some brand new music from Rihanna Marie. If you remember, she was in the studio last week. Catch that podcast right now at maxincradio.com and see her at the Cargo Coffee East on Friday, January 17th. It's Rihanna Marie on Max Inc. Radio and the Tortoise and the Hare.
I've been traveling for far too long. The body can't keep up with the mind and soul in time. And time again, I fall back down. And where to begin? The bright of the light or the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. And the bright of the light or the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah. If you've been struggling, feeling down, know this too shall pass, cause it cannot last. For a flower can grow in soil that's dead. So uproot yourself and make peace in your head. For the bright of the light or the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. In the bright of the light or the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah.
The Jeffrey James Show, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Now, Jeffrey James, you can see him in person tomorrow, January 12th at the Red Rooster here in Madison for the Harmony for Healing fundraiser event for the Abundant Life Christian School shooting victims. That show starts at noon. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is still off, recovering at home, getting stronger every day. Terry Barr is off tonight, too. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass. Three Madison locations, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also by Tim Crone Photography, the e-camera captures more than just a picture. It grabs a moment, a memory, and a piece of art. Wedding, bands, motorcycles, and so much more. Meet Tim at timcronephotos.com. That's Tim Crone, K-R-O-N, photos.com. Music on the way this hour from the People Brothers Band. We'll do some Westside Andy, Cat and Hurricane, and some Mojo Perry just around the corner. Right now, it's the last. It's the piano gal, Marta Hansen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Take a picture, remember first. You know, I love that pretty little girl. I love that pretty little girl. You know, I love that pretty, pretty girl. I love my pretty little girl. I love her hazel eyes. I love her pretty hazel eyes. And I live a thousand lifetimes inside her pretty hazel eyes. And I never thought that I could ever live in a dream. So if this ain't real and it's a dream, don't let me wait. Don't be heartless. I love her curly hair. I love her curly hair. I love her pretty curly hair. Cause I love my pretty little girl. Say it just ain't so. Say it just ain't so. Say I don't gotta share her with so-and-so, cause I love my pretty little girl. And they say that angels walk amongst us, I'm right here on earth. And if that's true, I know there's one sitting right here. I never thought I could ever live in a dream. If this ain't real, it's a dream. Don't let me wake. Don't be heartless. Don't let me wake. I give it to the sweet Lord above, and I give it to the sweet Lord to bring my true love, because I love that pretty little girl. Say she's mine, all mine. Say she's mine, all mine. Say she's mine for my whole life, because I love that. It's gonna blow. helpless. Don't let me wait.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Mojo Perry there. Don't let me wake. Mojo just had a recent medical scare himself, according to his social media. He's back at home recovering with his cat, and we send our love and our healing vibes to Mr. Mojo Perry. Perhaps some good pizza could be part of that healing process, eh? Matt from Doughboys Pizza is going to join me in just a couple of seconds. Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. They're located at Northgate Mall, delivering pizza to the Madison's north side, east side, and downtown. You could also search the web for Doughboys Pizza Madison or call 608-467-3017, 467-3017. Doughboys Pizza Madison. Matt is coming up next.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it. And they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-3017, 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboys Pizza Madison today.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jimmy K., I'm holding the fork down solo. Rob Roberts is going to come in at 9 o'clock, though, and he'll entertain you with After Hours. Hey, you know, there's a great pizza place here in Madison on the north side of Madison called Doughboys Pizza Madison. Oh, my goodness, they're so good. Yum. Pizza pie, you got subs, you got Matt, who's the owner, who's in studio with me right now. Matt, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh, man, it's good to see you. I appreciate you coming down to the studio tonight. Doughboys Pizza on Madison Northside, recipes that are over 100 years old. Love the stuff. We were just talking off air here before you were telling me about the couple of sandwiches you have here, three of them, actually. I want to start with the Italian beef, because you made a post on Facebook the other day about this Italian beef, and I just about jumped through my computer screen to try to eat it, man.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It takes me about 4 days to make.
So how long, I was going to ask you, how long do you roast that roast beef?
Well, so I dry brine it for about 4 days, and then the actual roast is only about 4 hours.
Okay. So the brining is the secret here, right?
It really is, yes. It just makes it pop.
You put it in the brine, pop it in the cooler, forget about it for what?
Yeah, just throw a bunch of salt on it, put it in the cooler, and forget about it.
Oh, man. Well, how do you serve that? What do you put on it?
We do like some hot peppers, sweet peppers. Somebody wants a little bit of provolone. You know,
nice.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh man, nice Italian beef. Would you do you serve a little au jus on the side at all? Or
yeah, on the side. Yeah, we do dry, wet, dipped.
Oh, there you go. I love the au jus, man. Ooh. I love the au jus on an Italian beef. And of course, you got the classic meatball sub too, man. And that's where we're talking about the recipes that are over 100 years old that are from your family.
I make my own meatballs, my own sauce, everything.
Delicious. And of course, the fried chicken sandwich. This is pretty interesting. Tell me about this fried chicken sandwich you got.
Oh, it's all handmade, man. Hand breaded, fried in olive oil. You know, it's two big fillets on about a 10-inch bun. It's phenomenal.
Oh, man. How do you dress it?
Just some lettuce, pickle, tomato, a little bit of cheddar cheese.
There has to be some pickles on a fried chicken sandwich, man. Yeah. That's like mandatory. If you don't put pickles on your fried chicken sandwich, you're going to get a notice from God or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could do lunch specials, too, and you actually have lunch that happens all day long down at Doughboy's Pizza here in Madison. What do you have, $4 slices? And then if you buy two slices, you get a deal, right?
Oh, yeah, $7.65 for two.
Nice.
Yeah, they're hefty, too, man. Like, you know, most people have a hard time down in two or three slices, so.
Of course, you got a big display there. You can pick out your can of soda, water, drinks, whatever you want there at Doughboy's Pizza, right at Northgate Mall, Madison's north side. The official address is 1207 North Sherman Avenue, but it's right by the UPS store. And
yeah, right next door, next to the job center.
There it is. Dude, the pizza. I tell you what, I've ordered the deep dish pizza from Doughboy's about once a month now. I know I've talked to Rocker and Alice. They love Doughboy's pizza. My buddy.
He's trying to get me to bring that pastrami sandwich back.
You should, man. My buddy E-Dub loves you guys as well.
I just seen him last week.
Yeah. What's the most popular pie that people are ordering right now that's just flying off the shelves?
I'd say the tavern style. Mm. It's like a cracker thin crust.
Nice. You cut it in squares?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. What's on, I guess you can get anything. It's just a regular thin crust, cracker thin, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's cracker thin. All our pies are build your own.
And then you also have like the Detroit style pizza, and that's been getting a lot of traction over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Growing in popularity here in Wisconsin. What is the Detroit style pizza?
Yeah, ours is different. Ours is a little more dense. It's not so fluffy. We put a good amount of sauce, great amount of cheese on it. You know, so it's pretty much a better value than any pie in town.
Nice. Love that. And you can get all the information. You can make your order right now. You can build your own pie. DoughboysPizzaMadison.com. Actually, let's make that DoughboysMadison.com. DoughboysMadison.com. Make your menu selection right now. You guys still deliver to the north side of Madison, the east side of Madison, and downtown, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent. And Matt, it's great to see you. I appreciate your support of the local music scene over here in Madison and around Wisconsin. And man, I love your pizza.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Jimmy.
You're welcome, man. Doughboys, North Sherman Avenue, 1207 North Sherman Avenue, right in the Northgate Shopping Mall. You can order online or just pick up the phone and give them a call. Doughboys Pizza in Madison.
Sing out in the trees. Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
We built this fire just to ride the flame. The clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick. Start running. Never ran, we just sat counting the cows, keeping busy, laying low and just making sounds, trying to find a sliver of hope. Before I could cry, you were my favorite ghost. Used to love a good fight, I couldn't stand it.
newfound Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Westside Andy there, Just Cause. Some Genevieve Hayward, originally from Door County, now in Nashville before that. Her song, Lame, and the People Brothers Band in there too with Love Electric. Hey, thanks to Matt from Doughboys Pizza here in Madison for stopping by this evening. You can find him on North Sherman Avenue in the Northgate Mall. Also online at doughboysmadison.com. We got a double dip of the Up and Up to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. We'll squeeze in that Promise Cat and Hurricane song too. You can see them at Beer Rock on Friday, January 17th. But first, let's get some work done. This is Embers. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
flashes on. Clock ticks, but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop. I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before.
Time to finally talk to someone. 'Cause you got it out of your system. You got it out over me and
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Forecasters say more high winds are expected around Los Angeles, where firefighters are still struggling against wildfires that have devastated neighborhood after neighborhood. Correspondent Lilia Luciano says there are concerns about what the future holds for so many people now without homes, businesses, or jobs.
California has already had for many years a housing crisis, which makes the cost of living incredibly high, especially in a city like Los Angeles. And with a short supply, especially of affordable housing in the state, so there's concerns that landlords would, in a predatory way, take advantage of that.
CBS News.